Relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. 321-0931 to help.
All right, this is where you can help us out here in relationship rehab. We have somebody that's written us this morning. Her name is Megan from Fitchburg, and she wants your advice because maybe you've gone through this or you've been in a situation, and she wants to know what to do. She goes, "Hey, Marco and Krista, love your show. Been listening since day one. Thank you very much. I have a situation at work and I need your help on. I accidentally overheard my coworker talking on the phone about a really bad situation that she is currently in. Now I feel really bad and I want to offer my help, but I was actually eavesdropping and would be telling on myself, obviously, if I brought it up. What do you think I should do?" So here's a situation where you want to be a good friend, you want to be a good human being, you want to be helping another person out, but the way you got the news is by kind of listening to a conversation. And then she says she works in a cubicle. So it's not like she was in somebody's office with a glass up to it, you know what I mean, trying to eavesdrop. So she did hear this by eavesdropping, kind of, even though it's probably out of her, you know, it's not really her fault.
But. No, I've been, you know, I used to do radio sales, so we were always in cubicles, and I could hear what everybody had to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I try to steal their clients, and that's what I would do. But, so, just being myself, I would just, honestly, I'd probably go up to the person and just be like, you know, "I'm so sorry with what you're going through. If you ever need anything, I'm here for you." And I'd give them a hug.
What if she said, "Well, how did you hear about it?" What if she's sensitive about it?
Unfortunately, I sit right next to you. I mean, there's just no way I could. I guess I could have just left and given you this space. But
That's the thing. You never really know. You don't know how somebody's going to react to a situation. I mean, I don't. You know, I could also see somebody wanting to not share anything with people that they work with.
A lot of people get really embarrassed. Like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you heard that." Like, I'm sorry.
I mean, some things are like your work people and your friends are your friends. There are some people that don't mix the two. So, but you never know what you're going to run into.
No.
321-0931. We're curious what you think. Megan's actually listening right now. What do you think she should do if she says something? She's basically going to be telling on herself that she was eavesdropping. Let's get to Rudy here this morning. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good, man. Thanks for calling. So what do you think? She wants to know if she should bring it up or just let it go. She wants to know that she's there for her, but she was eavesdropping, kind of.
Yeah, I know. I mean, at that point, that's a pretty tricky situation. But, you know, the issue at hand is pretty sensitive. So I would just say that I would continue to be close by. And if you notice anything out of the ordinary, then I think that could be a way that you could sort of enter into, you know, "Hey, how are you?
Right.
What else is going on?"
Be like, "Hey, I noticed you kind of been very quiet lately. Is everything okay?" Something like that.
Exactly. Let's talk. Exactly.
Yeah. Very nice. Very good. That's good. Are you married, Rudy? Or do you just know this? Because usually guys aren't that smart, but this seems to be good advice here.
Yeah, you know, I am engaged. So, you know, I've been learning. I've been learning as I've been going.
There had to be a woman involved in this in some way.
Rudy, your training is going lovely so far. You're going
to
make
it. Oh, good. I will make sure to report back.
Let her know.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Cute.
Thanks.
Yeah, so if you just kind of bring it up like that, then it's not really, you're not really telling yourself. True. You're just leaving the door open.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really blame somebody because they overhear, especially when you're talking about something like that around everybody. Usually you probably just want to get up and go somewhere where you know you can be isolated from anyone hearing you. So,
yeah. All right, what do you think? 321-0931 on relationship rehab. Megan's got the question. Should she say something? Should she not? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who is this?
Susanna. Hey, girl.
So what do you think here? Megan's at work. She's doing stuff, and she hears her coworker going through a tough situation. Should she say something? Because she's going to bust herself, really, for eavesdropping.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I work in a cube situation, so I hear a lot of, in a traumatic job, I hear a lot of not-so-good things from everyone. And usually what I do is just walk over and say, "Hey, you don't seem like yourself lately. You know, is everything okay? You know, do you need anyone to listen? You need a hug?"
Yeah.
And just kind of play stupid, but yet offer it out.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would say, "Hey, I overheard you talking on the phone." You just start with, "Hey, in case you need me, I'm here."
Yeah, pretty much. Just, you know, because, you know, you can tell if somebody's not themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty evident that there's something going on, whether you overheard anything or not.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, for most, you know, us girls, just how we are naturally, we like to care. And, you know, it's I don't think it's uncommon for, especially for females, to be like, girl, come here, bring it in. I'm going to hug you.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a kiss.
I did it just the other day.
Yeah. No, I believe you. And I know Susanna does work in a field that's very, very hard and sad at most times. So yeah.
Thanks for calling. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thanks,
you too.
Bye.
You too. It's Relationship Rehab here on 93.1 Jams. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Megan works at a place where she's in a cubicle. She overheard a coworker going through something. Should she go up to her and reveal that she was basically listening?
No. Etiquette says if you can fix the problem, then you should fix the problem. But otherwise, you should just be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if it's a financial problem, then and she could write out a check, then she should say, I can write out a check and help you out.
Sure.
But right. Otherwise, she should not.
So you're saying dependent on the situation would be different ways you might go about handling this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good point,
awesome.
Actually. Yeah.
Etiquette, actual etiquette from Heloise is if you can't fix the problem, you should not point it out.
All right. I love that.
The poor girl is probably stressing.
Oh, yeah.
If you mentioned it at work.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
For sure. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah.